It's time for that radio show I never miss.
It's time for Wonder Mag on Air. This is Denny Reese, and we are on air. We've got a wonderful show for you this time around. I think it's wonderful. I'm going to be speaking with the one and only Butch Patrick, who was Eddie Munster on the classic TV series from the 1960s, The Munsters. We'll see what Butch has been up to lately. And I've got Diane Shaw, who's from Evansville. She's with the Southern Indiana Honor Flight, and they fly veterans to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials there for the wars that they fought in. And she's going to be telling us all about that. We've got some music. We've got a little bit of comedy. We hope you think it's funny. And that all makes up Wonder Mag on Air. So let's get this show on the road. First off, we got to do a little bit of housekeeping on the last episode that we broadcast. We tried to play a clip of Wolfman Jack, the best of Wolfman Jack, and for some reason that didn't quite come through, but I think we got it for you this week. I hope the next thing you hear will be the voice of the one, the fantastic Wolfman Jack. Hazam!
I win and I win. Someone to be with and see with. Someone to share your hugging and your kissing. And here's a little song I think you're gonna enjoy, but then again, I just guessing. Oh my, I know you're gonna enjoy it. Yeah, Stevie Wonder. Don't forget, gang, we got a lot coming up, boy, this hour, I'm telling you. I finally got to be a big star, just be myself. Hey, Lonnie, you heard from that producer from That's Incredible Yet?
No, not yet.
Well,
are you crazy? You're listening to the Wolfman Jack Show.
Huh? All your oldies.
The best music.
One station.
There is no other station.
There's no reason to leave.
Listen to it 24 hours a day.
Oldies 98.9, 1220, 105.3, WGNY.
Rock and roll!
Don't remind you that portions of today's program have been removed from the bicuspid of a sperm whale, taken from old Blubbermouth himself. Yay. Now, My musical knowledge leads me to play you another classic. This one called The Bitch Is Back. Elton John. Well, now, a little bit about the writer of today's show. Born in a mailbag at a Texas post office, he went on to write two treatments. One which became a film on the life of Archibald Cox. Another became a short-term cure for a hooker's elbow. He now lives in Houston with his wife and a life-size stuffed doll of Sissy Spacek. Well, there you are.
Back on the track with Wolfman Jack.
Oh, fun is on the run. The good part is that I just begun. And oh, the Wolfman got them cosmic delights that he churning out with all his mites. We got the fun, we got the glamour. Oh, Lord, I can't stand all this clamor. I guess I can if you'd lend me a hand.
On Wonder Mag on Air, and I've got a special guest on the line. If I was to tell you I was speaking with Patrick Lilly, you probably wouldn't know who that was, but if I was to say this is Butch Patrick, who played Eddie Munster on The Munsters, everyone would probably know exactly who I'm talking to. Hello, Butch.
Hey, Danny, how are you, my friend?
It's good to get you on the show here. We've been having some off-air technical problems, but we got you now, and I want to talk about how you got started in show business. Great. And then you were, what, about 7 years old, maybe, at the time?
I was seven, yeah.
And you played Eddie Munster on The Munsters. Was Eddie a werewolf?
Yes, he was. He was a werewolf.
Yeah, he was a werewolf. I thought so. And were you the first one to play Eddie Munster? I thought there might have been another actor who started out.
No, there was a pilot that was done with a gentleman named Happy German and also a woman named Joan Marshall playing the maternal lead of Phoebe. Then they changed the name to Lily after he Monte Carlo got.
Okay, and then The Munsters debuted in 1964?
September 24th, yes, they did.
Okay, so almost the 55th anniversary coming up.
Yep.
I want to talk about, get some impressions from you on your co-stars. Were they mostly working relationships? Okay, just off the top of your head, Butch, I'd like to get a few thoughts on Fred Gwynn.
Very talented gentleman, Harvard graduate, multi-talented, stage actor, movie star, TV, Argus Corps veteran, artist, children's books, everything. He was a very, very talented guy.
Sounds like a Renaissance man, for sure.
Yeah, very much. I use that term a lot.
Yep, and of course, Al Lewis, who played Grandpa. He was hilarious.
Yeah, he's not so much a Renaissance man. He was more of a circus vaudeville type performer, very outgoing and over the top characters. And they were between Fred and Al, they had a nice balance between the two of them in the comedy scene.
They sure did. And then Yvonne DiCarlo, who played Lily, your mother on the show, I guess you did later become friends with her many years later, didn't you?
Later on in her life.
Yeah, her husband actually was from our area, from a little town called Mount Carmel, and he was a stuntman who was injured in the, I think, making How the West Was Won. And then John Wayne helped her find work after that. And that's probably about the time you were working on the Munsters.
So yeah, she went back to work after Bob got hurt, you're correct.
I want to talk about, of course, the Munsters is a classic series. People still love that series today. But I want to talk about, you made one movie, Munster Go Home. Do you have any memories about making that film? Dracula, is that the name of the car?
The Dracula was our entry into the Derby. Yeah. There was the Jaguar, and there was the Corvette, there was there's a lot of other cars involved,
Now, you were a star of another iconic TV series, Lidsville. You want to tell us a little bit about that series? You say 11 weeks, it seems to me like, it just seems like it was a lot longer than that. But I remember watching that series.
Yeah. You know, they re-ran it a lot. The standard issue was we would do 17 episodes and they would rerun 12 to 6 months.
And then there was a cult film called The Phantom Toll Booth that you were in. Have you watched it many times, or do you like to watch your own work?
Oh, I've seen it a few times.
Yeah. Some actors don't like to watch themselves on screen. I didn't know if you were like that or not. You did a lot of episodic TV as well, and now weren't you a regular on The Real McCoys at one time?
I was a regular for 1 year, 1963. They had got off the air, and they came back with only Luke, Athena, and Amos, and they had a woman next door as a love interest for Luke, and I was her son. In 8 episodes where I would go over and visit the McCoy Ranch.
Okay, so that was before the Munsters. Oh, you did? Okay. well, let's see. How did you get started in this nostalgia business? Of course, the fans love to meet you and talk with you about the past, and of course, you still want to talk about another thing with you is just being a child actor has a lot of ups and downs. What advice would you give anyone starting out today?
Stay away. At the end of the screen test, you would see some
I want to get serious just for a minute, Butch, because I was doing some research and I discovered that you are a cancer survivor.
I am.
You want to talk about that just a little bit? We don't have to. We're glad and hope your health continues and you can keep doing what things you're doing, Butch. I'll let you, you know, tell us about any personal appearances you have coming up that you want to mention. Sounds like you stay pretty busy.
Yes, I do. My wife is my booking agent. My buddy and traveling companion. So we do a lot of automotive events. We do comic cons. This particular year, I think I'm going to be up in your neck of the woods, up in Hammond. Yes, I hope to see you there.
Okay, we're going to end this interview with any bit of wisdom that Butch Patrick wants to leave our listeners with, and I'm just going to let you say what you want to, Butch, and then I'll wish you a good day.
Hey, you need a music? A song?
What's that, Butch?
What did you want me to leave you with?
Just a bit of wisdom, just anything you'd like to say.
Wisdom?
Yeah. Thank you very much, my friend.
Hey everyone, welcome to Raw Trends. I'm Kai, and today I want to talk to you guys about Anchor, the newest, most user-friendly app for budding entrepreneurs to start their own podcasts. If you didn't know, over 67 million Americans are podcast listeners. That's 67 million people you could potentially reach with your business podcast. If you check out iTunes, you'll see that many media brands have been adopting podcasts as a part of their business models, such as CNN, NPR, and even retailers like Nike. With Anchor, you can bring your small business the buzz it needs for your very own podcast. Anchor is an app that allows you to broadcast your voice, music, and conversations all for free without having to go through the hassle of creating an XML feed to host your show or setting up an RSS feed to allow listeners to subscribe to the podcast. It's podcasting made simple. You can record your podcasts and distribute them to both Apple and Google. Another cool thing about Anchor is that it's similar to both Snapchat and Instagram stories by having the option to create content that disappears. If you want to give quick, daily updates, the audio recordings disappear after 24 hours. But if you decide to publish them on Apple and Google, they will stay active, so consumers can actively search for and listen to them.
There was a time when Butch Patrick dabbled in music. A very brief time, but yes, he did record a few songs with a group called Eddie and the Munsters. And now we're going to, I'm not kidding you now, I know it's close to Halloween, but I wouldn't make this stuff up. I wouldn't lie about Eddie, Butch. Anyway, you're going to hear this song, and it's Butch Patrick singing Whatever Happened to Eddie. And that's followed up by Fred Gwynn, who played Herman Munster, his father on the classic series, singing, what was the name of that song? Oh yes, Assembled.
See in my eyes what will always be shared. Whatever happened to Eddie?
I'm a kid from Mockingbird Lane.
Whatever happened to Eddie?
Did I freak?
Say
This is Denny Reese, and I want to tell you about a contest that you can only play here on Wonder Mag on Air. It is Restaurant Roulette. And what is Restaurant Roulette? It's not so easy to say either. It is a contest where you, our listeners, can win two free meals in the restaurant of your choice, as long as they are one of our sponsors in this contest. And we hope to have about 60 restaurants in 13 counties, and that's a lot of good eating, folks. Well, what you need to do is send me your name and where you live to graymatters62844@gmail.com. That's capital G, capital M, graymatters62844@gmail.com. And you can be one of our contestants. When the Wheel of Fortune spins around, maybe it will land on your name, and maybe you will get the great, wonderful meals. Two free meals in the restaurant of your choice. Restaurant Roulette. Don't forget, send us your name today. Sitting here with Diane Shaw, and I'm going to let her tell you who she is and what she does. We'll get into some more detail for our show here on Wonder Mag on Air. Diane, nice to meet you and be with you today.
Thank you for coming.
Tell people exactly what you do, and we'll get into more detail in just a bit.
Sure. My name is Diane Shaw. I am the current Vice President of Honor Fly of Southern Indiana. I'm also the Media Director. So what we are is we are a nonprofit organization, and here based in Evansville. And we take veterans on a free trip to D.C. for their honor flight.
That's wonderful. It's been publicized, but it can't be publicized enough because we want to make sure that anyone who wants to go is still able to go, can go. Let's talk a little bit about how that happens. How do the veterans, if they want to apply for this trip, do it?
Sure. We're always looking for veterans to sign up to take their honor flight to D.C. The easiest way to sign up through our website, which is www.honorflightsi.org. And there is a apply now button, and that can be for veterans, guardians, or volunteers for our organization.
Okay, now exactly how did you get started doing this?
I got started with EVV3. I had someone approach me about making a donation for the organization. I wasn't familiar with the organization, so I asked a few more questions, found out about it, and got involved as a volunteer on EVV4, and then I went on EVV5 as a guardian, and it changed my life, and I became a board member on EVV6.
So when you say EVV number, mm-hmm. that means the numbered flight?
That is correct. We started with our first flight in the fall of 2014. And the reason why we use the EVV, which stands for our local airport, mm-hmm. Evansville Airport, that is their airport code. So it says EVV, that means Evansville Flight Number 1 for mm-hmm. Honor Flight.
So do they furnish the planes, or is it military
no.
planes?
No, we have to purchase or rent a charter airplane. Mm-hmm. We use American Airlines. So each flight cost us about $130,000 to put on.
Wow. And you do how many a year?
We do two a year, two spring and year. Fall.
And you just recently had one.
We did. We had our 11th flight this past October the 5th.
Do you know how many went on that?
We take 85 veterans on each flight. And since we started, we have taken about 880 veterans.
Yeah, I know I'm from Grayville, and a couple of Grayville Korean War veterans went on that flight, brothers.
Yes.
One was 90 and one was 89.
Yes. We take our oldest veterans first.
Byram Ward and Bob Ward. And I've been trying to get Byram on the one. There's a organization in Marion with the Veterans Hospital that does this. But we couldn't get any information about how to get him on it. So
yeah,
someone got a hold of you, I guess. And
right. So we're, like I said, we're always looking for veterans to sign up. We do represent the 14 counties here in Southwest Indiana. But, you know, people in Southern Illinois, Western Kentucky can always apply as long as they have somebody in our area that can be their guardian.
Right. So the guardian needs to go along with them just to be there.
We do. We require a guardian for every veteran that goes on the flight. The guardian can be a family member, a friend, as long as they're able to pass the guardian training.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a busy day for these veterans. Could you just kind of describe what takes place on this day?
Sure. It is a whirlwind trip to D.C. the veterans and the guardians have to be at the Evansville Airport, usually around 5, 5:30 in the morning. Then we have a charter flight nonstop to D.C. We land in Reagan National Airport, and then we'll have a police escort through D.C. Our first stop will be the World War II Memorial. They'll have opportunity to explore the memorial, since it is the newest memorial built in D.C.
World War II is the newest?
Yes. Yeah. And then we'll have the group photo, and then we will provide them lunch, and then we head over to the National Mall, which is where the Korean, the Lincoln, and the Vietnam memorials are. Mm-hmm. They will have time there to explore those three memorials. We will do a drive-by, the Iwo Jima Memorial, and then we will head to Arlington for the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. We have been fortunate enough for the last couple flights where we have had four veterans actually able to place a wreath on the tomb, which is a very distinguished honor for anybody, because not very, very few people get to that opportunity. And then we'll end up the day at the Air Force Memorial, and then we'll do a city drive-by. We'll do a city tour of D.C. as well.
It all happens pretty fast.
It does. It does. We will end up heading back from D.C. to Evansville, usually about 6:30, and then we will have the big Heroes Welcome Home parade.
Yeah, that's been on the news a lot of times. We see that when they're coming home and they're greeted by all their family and friends. And
it's a huge turnout at the Evansville Airport for the Heroes Welcome Home parade. We always encourage anybody, the public is always welcome to attend those parades. They don't have to have a veteran or a guardian that's on the flight to participate. It's just a good way to come out and cheer on these veterans, because many of them never got that Heroes Welcome Home parade.
And you say the next one's May 2nd. I'm going to mark that on my calendar. So
yes, please do come
probably
out.
Probably a Saturday, right?
It is a Saturday, yes. So we do fly twice a year, spring and fall. And our fall date for 2020 has not been set yet.
Okay, I'll definitely be talking to, if I know any more veterans, but I'm just glad my friends got to go. And Byram told me that he enjoyed the Arlington trip.
Yes.
More than anything. And he's...
That's usually the highlight for most of the veterans on the flight. Majority of our veterans on this past flight did serve during the Korean War era, and so a lot of them enjoyed seeing the Korean Memorial as well.
Well, he's 90 years old. He's still with the VFW. He still conducts military funerals.
Oh,
so he really was impressed with that.
Well, very good.
Diane, I guess anything else you want to tell us about this wonderful organization you have?
Well, I just want the community to realize that we can't do this. We can't provide these flights for our veterans without the community support. And we are always looking for businesses or individuals that want to make a donation to help us keep this going. We have a wait list of veterans that are wanting to take their honor flight. If it's $25 or $2,500, we're always interested in eager to take those donations, and they can do those online as well through our website. I want to say a big shout out to Toyota of Indiana, because our last flight, EVV11, they were what we call our tour of honor sponsor, and they paid for all 85 veterans to go on that flight for free.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, they gave us a donation of $50,000. So
wow. That's
amazing.
Who was that now?
Toyota of Indiana.
Oh, they do a lot of good things for
yes,
us.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
I want to talk about World War II veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any statistics on that? I don't want to put you on a spot, but I know they're leaving us at a rapid rate.
They are, and we are always looking for those World War II veterans, because we know they're still out there that have not signed up to take their honor flight. After each flight, we always get a handful of family members who see it on the news or hear about it on Facebook and say, hey, I want my dad or my grandpa to go on that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I just took an application today for a 91-year-old World War II veteran that will most likely be on our
I heard you had a 96-year-old on this last flight.
We did. Yeah. We had a 96, and he did great.
Yeah. Of course, the World War I's, I mean, I guess they're all gone now.
Yes, yes.
So World War II would be probably the oldest.
Yes.
That you take. The Vietnam vets go?
Yes, we do have Vietnam veterans that are going. You know, we do select our oldest veterans first, mm-hmm. So it just depends on their age. And we have all kinds of capabilities of, if we have a veteran that has limited, mm-hmm. You know, they're wheelchair bound, we can still get them to DC for their honor flight. We've had veterans go that have other health issues, and we do everything possible to get them going. One thing I would like to point out is our veterans to take their honor flight do not have to have served during conflict or overseas. It's for any veteran that has an honorable discharge, whether they were conflict or non-conflict,
mm-hmm.
stateside or overseas, they're eligible to take their honor flight. And that's what we are hearing most, that veterans think, well, I didn't serve overseas, or I didn't serve in a conflict, and I'm not eligible, but they are.
Just as long as they were in a service?
Yes, as long as they serve this great country and have an honorable discharge, they're eligible for their honor flight.
So have you started taking any younger than Vietnam veterans?
We have, yes. Yeah. We have some in our database, yes. But we're also seeing a lot of the younger veterans that are signing up to be guardians to go with their dad or their grandfather or their uncle, and they're experiencing it that way.
Yeah, this is great. I want to mention, people talk about Golden Corral, that they put on a nice meal for the veterans.
Yes, yes. Every Thursday before the flight, we have a get-together dinner,
mm-hmm.
where we bring all the veterans that are going, the guardians, and one invited guest. And the Golden Corral here in Evansville always supports us with a gracious donation of providing that meal for us.
Yeah, that's great. I saw that online. I wanted to bring that up.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to leave anybody out that can help with this last flight.
Golden Corral is a great supporter of Honor Flight of Southern Indiana. Old National Bank is a good supporter. Atlas Van Lines, Berry Plastics. These are some of the folks here who are always supporting us since EVV1.
Okay, so the next flight is May 2nd.
Yes.
Is there a deadline to get your application in?
No, we were always taking the applications. It just depends, you know, if you have a veteran that you know is in their 80s or older, you definitely want to get them signed up sooner mm-hmm. than later, because the likelihood of them going on the next flight is strong.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any limitation on a number, like a certain number you'd like to take, or just?
We try to keep it at 85, because that's the plane size that we can get into the Evansville Airport and that we can financially afford charter.
If May 2nd rolls around, you don't have 85 signed up, you'll go.
Oh, we will have 85 signed up, because we have over 400 veterans in our database that are still wanting to take their honor flight.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yes.
Well, Diane, we're going to help get this word out.
Well, we appreciate that. That's what we need. We need the community to get the word out to these veterans, to go to our website, again, which is www.honorflightsi.org, sign them up, and we also have a Facebook page, and you can always follow us on Facebook to know what's going on And you can always message us on Facebook as well.
And you can read these wonderful stories that some of the veterans share about the trip and what it means to them.
We do. We have a testimonial page on our Facebook, or on our website, I'm sorry. So that's a great way to hear what this means to the veterans.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me today, and we'll be getting this on the air for you.
Thank you very much.
I saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers as her tears began to fall. And she took out pen and paper as to trace her memories. She looked up to heaven. The words she said were these. She said, "Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And oh, I'd love to see him just one more time to see. All I have are the memories and the moments to recall. Not coming home to me. She said, "Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And Lord, I'd love to see him, but I know it just can't be. So I thank you for my memories and the moments to recall.
Covers 13 counties in Illinois, and some of them are down south. I want to talk about one of our sponsors down south, and by south I mean Carrier Mills, Illinois. There's a fairly new restaurant down there I want to tell you about. They have a daily special, great food and great people. Sheila and Brian run it, and it's called Route 45 Cafe. It's right off Route 45 in Carrier Mills. You can't miss it. They have great food. They're wonderful people, a great atmosphere, and you're going to be hearing an ad from them on this show in the future. But I just want to take a minute to talk about Route 45. I've eaten there, and I think they're open quite early. They stay open quite late. So if you're down that way, it's just about 7 miles from Harrisburg. It's on Route 45, and it's Route 45 Cafe. So please, if you're down that way, give them some business.
I thought we'd start a little segment called Going Through the Mail, and then I realized we haven't really had any mail in the last 7 or 8 years, but I do have a paper here in front of me. I'm not sure what it is. I'm going to go look it over and get back with you in a couple weeks, and I don't know, a couple minutes, seconds. Oh, it's a subpoena. You're hereby ordered to, maybe I better not read this. Sometimes you want a little privacy on these things. Yes, it's a subpoena, and I can't make heads or tails of it. I can throw it in the trash, or, you know what? I know a brilliant legal mind. This person, he's He's been to law school, you know, it took him about 14 years to graduate, but he knows a lot about the law. I'm going to see if I can get him a call. Ernestine, the operator, I'm going to ask her if she can ring him up. Rudy G is his name, and he's something else. He really is. Ernestine!
One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingy. Oh, gracious good afternoon. Mr. Beetle? I'm Miss Tomlin, your representative from the telephone company. And you owe us a balance of $23.64. When may we expect payment? It's for three calls to Topeka, Kansas. You don't know anyone in Topeka, Kansas? Well, Mr. Beetle, that's beside the point. Now, when may we expect payment? When what freezes over? Mr. Beetle, you are not dealing with just anyone's fool. I am a high school graduate. Now, Mr. Beetle? Now, Mr. Beetle, Miss Tomlin again. About this unpaid phone bill. Now, when may... Well, Mr. Beetle, I just don't see why you're kicking up such a ruckus. When, according to our files, your present bank balance plus stock, security, and other holdings amount to exactly 300 and... What? Privileged information. Oh, Mr. Beetle, that's so cute. No, Mr. Beetle, you're dealing with the telephone company. For instance, now, as I look through your income tax return for 1965, Mr. Beetle? Beetle, it's me again. We seem to be a bit disconnected. Now, Mr. Beetle, I want you to understand something. We are not subject to city, state, or federal regulations. We are omnipotent. Omnipotent. That's potent with an omni in front of you. Now then, Mr. Beetle, when may we expect payment? Oh, Mr. Beetle, I'm afraid we're going to have to discontinue your outgoing service. And if we do not receive payment within 10 days, we will send a large, burly serviceman to your home to rip it out of the wall. I advise you to lock up the liquor. He's a mean drunk. Now then, Mr. Beetle, wouldn't you really rather pay than lose your service and possibly the use of one eye? Mr. Beetle?
Well, she was busy trying to collect the debt for the phone company that she works for, and sounds like she has about as much luck as I do collecting debts. So you know what I'm going to do? I know his number, and I know how to bypass the operator, because I know a trick or two myself, and I'm going to see if I can get a hold of Rudy G myself. I'll just ring him up. Hey Rudy, good to talk to you again. I hope you don't have time to talk. I know, well, if you get tired of listening to him, just put some earplugs in your ears. I got this subpoena in the mail that came by a messenger. You know, got a mule brought to me a few days ago. But I got to looking at it, and you know, Rudy, I can't make heads or tails of it because part of it's written in Russian. I wish you could. I mean, do you know anything about this, Rudy?
I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
Now, please don't stonewall me, Rudy. I know you know something. I know you've got a vast knowledge of everything that's got to do with the law, and this is costing me. This is a long distance call. So just please tell me what you know. Hey, we're going to close out episode number 75 of Wonder Mag on Air. This is Denny Reese. I've been your host, and I hope you've been somewhat entertained, and I hope I have. And, you know, I want to thank our guest, our very special guest, Mr. Butch Patrick, Eddie Munster from the Munsters. We talked to him on the phone,
Diane Shaw with Southern Indiana Honor Flight. Enjoyed talking with her. Rudy G. And who else was on here? Oh, Ernest Team. We can't forget her. She's going to be ringing you up pretty soon and asking about that unpaid phone bill. We're going to close out this show. We love you. We hope you'll keep listening.
You just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.